Father, we thank you so much for this day and just the blessings of it. Lord, beautiful weather, and we just thank you so much for being able to come into your house this morning and again tonight to Lord, just praise you and lift you up, Lord, as we come into this season of Easter. Lord, help us to remember that you are alive every day, and we need to praise you and thank you just for who you are. Lord, tonight as we come before you, we just want to give back to you what you've blessed us with, Lord, that you would receive glory and honor and praise from our lives. Lord, help us to be what you desire us to be. Lord, don't let us have any stones take our job. In your name we pray. Amen.
Crown him with many sick fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself, it's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Okay, so our first special is Stacy.
I pulled this out of the archives. It's been a long time since I sang this song, but it holds true more now than it did when I sang it 30 plus years ago, and it's a good one, so listen to it, and I'm sure you guys can relate.
When I first began to walk with the Lord, I did not really trust him. How he longed for me to understand that I could. So through the valley he led me, afraid as I could be, till I felt his loving arms embracing me. I've been through enough to know he'll be enough for me. He's come through too many times, and that puts my mind at ease for good. I'll stake my very life, he's gonna take care of me. God
So, Laurel, I want to go ahead and have you do your reading now. So we'll get you a mic. No, you need a mic, girl. You need a mic.
Yep. I hope I can read this without crying. My daddy used to sing Three Wooden Crosses in church. And, I mean, this isn't that, but I thought of daddy when Stephanie gave me this to read. I heard the preacher talking about three wooden crosses up on a hill for everyone to see. Two sinners on the outside couldn't save themselves if they tried. All I could think is, man, that sounds like me. I've been the one on the left, full of guilt and regret, long gone on the wrong side of living. I've been the one on the right, always looking for a fight, thinking I could never be forgiven. I'm standing here today, overwhelmed by grace, because I know who paid my cost. Thank God for the man on the middle cross. He didn't have to do it, but for me, he went through it. A love like that I'll never understand. Lord knows I don't deserve it, and I know I couldn't earn it. Let mercy rain down on this desperate man. The cross is where he went. Oh, but that ain't where he stayed. He brought me back to life when he rose up out of that grave. Someday I'll stand before him and I'll see Jesus face to face. I'll worship and adore him for a life forever changed. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen. And we're going to go into Jesus Messiah.
Thank you. became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord. The bread, his blood, the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah.
Tonight too.
All right. I'm removing all of the things that would move me further from you. You could not be enough. It's not lost on me what you saved me from. I'm running, stumbling, I know, but I'm coming to give you this offering. My worship I'll never withhold. Broken, but you call it beautiful. Where the tears of the desperate reach the feet of the Savior. Nothing I wouldn't offer. There's no waste at the altar. Where the heart of surrender
come close to your breasts. Grace upon grace we could measure. No, nothing could measure. A sinner like me, wash me with grace and then set me free. Where the tears of the desperate reach the feet of the Savior, nothing I wouldn't offer. There's no waste at the altar. Where the heart of surrender of the Maker, nothing I wouldn't offer. There's no waste at the altar. Lay your broken dreams at the altar, and every victory at the altar. Fear and anxiety no waste at the altar. Let your heart sing out and tell him you love him. Don't make it perfect, just let it be honest. He can use anything, sit back and watch him. There's no waste at the altar. There's no waste at the altar. There's no
I didn't know if I was going to sing tonight. And I had a song all, I mean for months, because Steve's been talking about it for months. But this one just popped. Well, it didn't pop. The Lord gave this song to me just a little bit ago. This is the last song I sang for my mom. So we shall see.
For us this evening too?
Well, I didn't really know I was going to share anything tonight, but I texted Stephanie just like right at 6 almost, and like, hey, can you add me on for something? I've had several conversations this week with people, with fellow Christians, just relating to the fact of God's love for them. If they're a Christian, like the idea that Jesus would love me, like I've been, like I said, there's several conversations throughout this week of like, are you serious? Do you know me? And that the fact that Jesus does love us with a love that's far beyond my own understanding, and in fact, a love so much that Paul prays that the Ephesians would be able to comprehend his love. It isn't a half-hearted, works-dependent love. It's something he just gives. Kind of related to that, the idea that the gospel is just something that saves us at one point, I think is absolutely ludicrous. This is just a verse from 1 Corinthians 15, and I'm going to get to the poem. I'm just sharing context. Now I'd remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. In those conversations I've had throughout this week, it's been a constant battle for me to try and help these people remember the gospel. Remember the power of it. Remember that God does love you. And that love is not something he's going to take back or remove from you. And that little line there in 1 Corinthians 15 that always gets me is, by which you are being saved. This was not something that he did one time and then the gospel was then gone. That was what they were living by day by day. That call of Jesus to come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, is something I have to do every single day when I wake up. I'm no more a saint than I was yesterday. Kind of back on the poem that I'm reading. It's by John Donne. He was an English minister in the 16th and 17th century. Essentially, he lived a life of debauchery, indulging in all the things he could possibly do, and then he came to Christ, and he became a minister. And in this poem, "Batter My Heart, Three-Person God," this is whenever he's saved, but he's expressing something I think is wildly profound for me, and I relate to it constantly. It's the request, God, save me now, please. I'm in desperate need of your help. So here's that poem. Batter my heart, three-personed God. For you as but yet knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend. That I may rise and stand, overthrow me, and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. I, like a usurped town to another, do labor to admit you. But oh, to no end. Reason, your viceroy within me should defend, but is captive and proves weak or untrue. Yet dearly I love you and would be loved fain, but I am betrothed unto your enemy. Divorce me, untie or break that knot again. Take me to you, imprison me, for I, except you enthrall me, never shall be free, nor ever chaste, except you ravish me. It's just something that resonates with me day by day. Oh Lord, help me. I'm a sinner. I need you. That's really it. It's just, you can say it so many times, you can sing it. Jesus loves me. But that really hits when you know how bad I am. And he loved me anyway. In fact, I wasn't the love who loved him first. He loved me first.
Okay, we're going to start with "There is a Redeemer." Sorry. Then "Into Majesty" and "Because He Lives."
Thank you.
worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
So exalt,
so exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. Worship His majesty. Jesus who died, now glorified, King of all kings.
We're going to end with Because He Lives.
Because
I just want to share something. This is Palm Sunday, and it's the triumphal entry. And it's not going to be a sermon, but it's just a part of a scripture that I focused on today. When I got up this morning and I was setting and I was reading God's Word, I had some music playing, and it talked about how God inhabits the praises of His people. And in the passage in Luke of the triumphal entry, they began to praise Him as Jesus was riding that donkey into Jerusalem. And Hosanna to the Son of David, and all the praises they were laying out before Him. And the religious leaders said, you need to tell them to stop. And He said, if they were to stop, even the stones would cry out. And that always makes me go back to think, how many stones are doing my job? Because we go through day after day after day when we do not praise God. We may thank Him for what He's done and what He's doing, but do we praise the living Jesus? That's where we're at. We come to this point that we know He is a risen Savior. But it's because He lives that we can live and face tomorrow. And we know that we can lay it all at the altar, and there's no waste at the altar. And all of these songs that were sung tonight, we know that, we believe that, we live that. But do we tell Him that? Do we truly praise Him? Praise comes from the heart. It's not the lips. Worship comes from the heart. It's not from the lips. It's the heart. And so I wonder if God only inhabited, and He doesn't, but if He only inhabited your praises, how much would He be around? I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm as guilty as anybody in this room. But we serve a living Savior. And not just that we serve Him, but He loves us. Like Salvador said, He loves us. And we praise Him not because of all the mighty things He's done or can do, or even the fact that He's given us eternity, but we praise Him because of who He is. The Creator of the universe loves you. That's all we've got. That's all we have to know. Let's close in prayer tonight. Father, I thank You so much for just who You are. I wish I could wrap my mind around Your love, but I can't. Lord, may we go from this place truly praising You from the bottom of our heart, because that's what You deserve. May we live our life this week praising You. In Your precious name we pray. Amen.